This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. The 78th annual Sturgis rally saw a higher vehicle count than in 2017. South Dakota Department of Transportation officials say the count increased nearly 8%. Traffic is counted in 9 locations that enter Sturgis. The count total for all 10 days this year was about 500,000. Vehicle counts went down after the 75th annual rally, but Christy Sandel, the public information officer with DOT, says the numbers have been slowly increasing.
It's still a little bit below what we've seen in 2014, 13, 12, and 11. Those were in the 500,000s, mid-500,000s. So it's still down a little bit, but it's close to the average traffic counts for as long as we've been counting.
Sandel says the rally is still doing well and continues to bring revenue for local businesses. 6 men were arrested as part of a sex trafficking sting during the Sturgis motorcycle rally. South Dakota Attorney General Marty Jackley says the sting focused on the Rapid City area. He says his office worked with Rapid City and Sturgis Police, the Pennington County Sheriff's Office, and the South Dakota Division of Criminal Investigation. 6 suspects range in age from 20 to 55. They're charged with attempted enticement of a minor using the Internet. Conviction brings a minimum 10-year prison sentence. A South Dakota man is one of 2 people guilty of disorderly conduct at a Wisconsin oil pipeline construction site. 24-year-old Alexander Emery Goodcane Milk and a Minnesota woman are also guilty of trespassing on the job site last summer. Goodcane Milk, who is listed as a member of the Yankton Sioux Tribe, secured himself to an excavator during construction in northwest Wisconsin. The other person streamed the protest live on social media. More news available, listen.stpb.org. Areas of smoke in the west this afternoon, storms possible East River and the far west, with highs in the 70s and the 80s. You're with STPB.